KWCH News. According to the human smuggling bill, they say there must be three different criteria in order for law enforcement to pull someone over and be concerned about illegal activity. That includes knowing the person entered and is in the United States illegally. The individual may be benefiting from that illegal individual financially, and they know that the person is being exploited for the financial gain of another. According to the Republicans in the state who supported the bill, they say it has nothing to do with illegal immigration, only human trafficking and human smuggling.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Food and Drug Administration, along with a company based out of Oregon, are recalling several products that may potentially be contaminated with hepatitis A. As KSNT News reports that the FDA, along with the Willamette Valley Fruit Company out of Salem, Oregon, is voluntarily recalling certain packages of frozen fruit that's containing strawberries. According to the company, they say the strawberries were grown in Mexico and potentially carrying hepatitis A. As they say, the product was distributed through numerous different states and several retailers, including Walmart, Costco, Wholesale Foods, and HEB, where they are warning about the products that are the Great Value sliced strawberries in the 64-ounce bag, the Great Value mixed fruit 64-ounce bags, and Great Value antioxidant fruit blend 40-ounce bags. According to the FDA, the hepatitis A is a contagious liver disease that results from exposure to hepatitis A virus, or illnesses could be mild, lasting a few weeks, or even serious symptoms lasting for several months that include fatigue, abdominal pain, jaundice, abnormal liver tests, dark urine, and pale stool. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state health officials are warning residents in the area or those who may have visited Lake One at Fort Kearney as the lake has tested positive for E. coli just last week. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to those health officials, they say that the E. coli levels exceeded the 235 colony forming units per milliliter, which means it may be dangerous to ingest the water with such a high concentration of the bacteria.
What happens with E. coli if you ingest that is it can cause diarrhea, really severe diarrhea. And everybody's had kind of that stomach bug on occasion, but that's kind of what it amounts to. And so you can get what we call it gastrointestinal distress, diarrhea, you can get stomach cramps.
That was Jeremy Eschlinman, the health director at Two Rivers Public Health Department on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they are recommending that if you are exposed to the water, to take a good shower and make sure to wash well. If you're fishing, to make sure you wash your hands cleanly and try not to swallow any of the water. Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at beatty.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reporting for KNDY, I'm Max Blasky. Cloud County Community College recently announced their spring 2023 presidents and honor rolls list. Cedric Heston of Marysville and Logan Sprague of Waterville were named to the honor roll list, earning a semester grade point average of 3.66 to 3.89. Faith Bikeman of Lynn, Abigail Rose of Frankfort, Faith Flower of Blue Rapids, and Madison Ronnebaum of Marysville earned all President's Honors with a GPA of 3.9 to 4.0. Celebrating a milestone year, the Washington County Rodeo gets underway this evening. Rodeo events both Friday and Saturday evening include ranch bronc performance, barrel racing, and business steer riding. One of the many coordinators for the event, Rachel Footit with the Washington County Saddle Club, joins me as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and gives us a glimpse into what is planned for this Friday evening.
So we open up our gates at 5 o'clock, and then we'll roll into the supper. We're going to be hosting a free pork burger dinner to the first come, first serve of our attendees. And so we hope that you can come out and have a free meal with us and enjoy that fun time. And then Color Guard performance starts at 6:30 with our rodeo performance starting at 7:30. We're going to also offer mutton busting. Many people of our attendees have been asking for that for the kids, and so we're offering that both nights. And then we have two very exciting entertainment spots that are going to be taking place both Friday and Saturday night. We're going to have local DJ Dusty Bonner joining us Friday night to kick off the dance floor after the rodeo wraps up. And then we're going to have Luke Christensen Band, and they're based out of Oklahoma, coming up and playing some of their original songs and playing some covers for us on Saturday night. And so I think that both of those events will be really fun to wrap up both evenings of the rodeo.
Celebrating their milestone 50th year with the Washington County Rodeo, Rachel comments on just what this rodeo means to the area and the county over the last half century.
I definitely say that the 50th is a really big deal for us here in the community of Washington. But then on top of that, just being a part of the Western Heritage and promoting rodeo, that's a really big deal. We are a smaller rodeo when it comes to kind of the grand scheme of rodeos. But I think that being a smaller rodeo really shows our commitment to being involved in the rodeo and Western Heritage and being a support to our community. And we've really grown a lot over those 50 years. When the Saddle Club first joined, you know, it was and put together and we put on the rodeo, it was just in a field north of Morroville. You know, it was very small, but everybody came together and you know, supported each other. And now we've grown to where we're down at the fairgrounds. And each year I feel like we're growing our area and growing our support and growing, you know, what we have going on, that it's a really big deal to a lot of us that, you know, help put that event on.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, tater tot casserole, beets and mandarin oranges. Monday, tuna patties, a biscuit, rice pilaf, green beans, and cranberry sauce.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers pick up slightly overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms become very likely throughout Saturday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. And showers will continue throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Warming back up slightly on Sunday, more showers and thunderstorms are likely, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Before clearing up over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Temperatures are going to warm back up very quickly as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still staying sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s and a slight chance for some rain showers Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature this time mid-June, 86 degrees. Record high on this date, 106. Average low temperature, 64, with the record low being 40. Sunset this evening at 8:55. Sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a new or used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Freeman walks it off for L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The White Sox rode four solo home runs to a 4-0 lead on the Dodgers in Los Angeles, but then came the sixth, Chris Taylor bringing L.A. all the way back.
Here's the pitch. High fly ball to left, and it looks like we've got ourselves a tie game. Chris Taylor with a grand slam.
The call on AM 570 L.A. Sports. The game went to extra innings where Freddie Freeman's bases-loaded hit in the bottom of the 11th gave the Dodgers the 5-4 win. The Guardians were hoping to avoid a three-game sweep in San Diego.
And Andrés Giménez hits a liner to right. That's a base hit. Fryer on third. He is coming home. Tatis's throw to the plate. No chance.
The call on WTAM. David Fry would score on that eighth inning hit as the Guardians beat the Padres 8-6. More baseball. Shohei Ohtani got the win on the mound last night against the Rangers while also matching Pete Alonso for the league lead in home runs.
Here's Shohei swinging and driving a ball deep out into left center, and that one lands in the second deck. Ohtani.
The call on KLAA. Ohtani's 22nd homer of the year. Angels top the Rangers 5-3. The Braves open a four-game home series against the Rockies. Bottom seven. Braves up 7-3, and Matt Olson at the plate.
Here comes the payoff pitch to Olson, and he waylays this thing way back, way downtown. 8-3 Braves on the bomb by Matt Olson.
The call on AM 680, The Fan, Olson's 19th home run of the year. Ozzie Albies had three hits and three RBI of his own. Braves down the Rockies 8-3. In the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal, Team USA ripped Mexico 3-0. They'll face Canada in the final on Sunday in Las Vegas. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
C&K Services will be cheering for the Sabetha Raptors junior and senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home in victory. Good luck and way to go from your friends and fans at C&K Service in Sabetha. Fat Brothers Petroleum wants to wish the guys on the surrounding area American Legion baseball teams good luck as they run and bat their way to a win. It could be, it might be, it's a home run. From the staff at Fat Brothers Petroleum in Lincoln, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news for Friday, June the 16th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Friday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, it's been an interesting harvest. You can see how thin this wheat is right here in front of me. You know, it's only going to be making about 15 bushels an acre at this particular point. But as you can look over here to my right and down the road, that's probably 25 bushel wheat, maybe 30 at the best. It's making a lot of 15 to 30 bushel wheat. Sometimes I would have to say around 20 is going to be the average. That's my guess right now. I don't have all the figures in. But I got to tell you, folks, it's a long ways from a 40, 50 bushel wheat crop that we're used to here in this part of the country. Just a quick rundown, we can tell you that the Texas harvest is about over. They had a little bit better harvest than they thought they were going to have. A lot of 30 to 50 bushel wheat, they tell me. Oklahoma, let's go south. Better yields than we thought, although they did get quite a bit more rain than anybody north of the mid part of Oklahoma. A lot more rain than we got here in this part of the country, I'll tell you that. So with all that in mind, there's going to be 20, 30 bushel wheat from the middle part of Oklahoma all the way up to the middle part of Kansas. Now, northern Kansas, I'm not sure about. It'll be interesting to see how we get there. But again, they have some problems. Now, look at these spots. See, how's that going to help the yield? It's going to kill the yield. A lot of that this year. I don't know if the ground is the problem here. It almost has to be because it didn't hold the moisture like it did right over here to my right. In any event, at least something was better than nothing. Thanks for being with us here on the Stackline Ponderosa.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 55.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner, the Dean of K-State's College of Agriculture and Director of K-State Research and Extension, Ernie Mitten, puts together an email newsletter called Statewide. May's included stories about the new director of K-State's College of Agriculture Research Program, Longsinger Farms, and the value of volunteers in Kansas 4-H.
Dr. Jane Hsu, who spent her career at North Dakota State University. Jane is, more of an immunologist, and so her role is, her discipline is probably closer to animal science, to livestock kinds of issues, but she works very well with the stakeholder groups as well, the grain commissions and so on, and we're really, really excited about Jane arriving. You know, she's already been in contact with Marty. They've been overlapping a little bit, but she'll be here before you know it.
Longsinger Farms was donated by Harold Longsinger to K-State and will provide the university with a research and teaching farm.
When we talk about the Longsinger property, it's always a good thing to fondly remember the Longsingers and the commitment they made to the college and K-State Research and Extension, and the opportunity we have to really develop out that farm to be a model for sustainability. That was Mr. Longsinger's vision, that his property would be used to help us understand sustainable agriculture production. And when we took possession of that property, there were a number of maintenance items that we needed to take care of, and I want to give full credit to the crew at our Hayes Experiment Station who really took the lead in getting fencing, gravel on roadways, those kinds of things that are necessary to make a really robust research facility operate, and they've done that. There's more work to do, but in terms of pastures and that kind of thing, but we're really excited about getting started there.
4-H volunteers have a significant economic impact on Kansas 4-H.
4-H in particular, among all the extension programming, relies most heavily on volunteers to help make things happen. This happens particularly at the local level, with volunteers really running 4-H clubs, and so this helps us out tremendously versus having to have the resources to staff those with K-State employees, for example. But the other thing that does is it keeps 4-H'ers really connected to our stakeholders. And so that's another important aspect of volunteerism and the impact that they have on our 4-H programs.
That was the dean of K-State's College of Agriculture, Ernie Minton, discussing new faculty and facilities to K-State, as well as how important volunteers are to Kansas 4-H. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Eggs to wash or not wash. We will try to unscramble fact from fiction today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 16th. It is the 167th day of the year, and golf champ Phil Mickelson has a birthday. Is it necessary to wash eggs before use at the risk of sounding like we're walking on eggshells? Our answer is, it depends. Freshly laid eggs have what is called a bloom or cuticle, a thin coating that protects the porous shell from air and bacteria. Unwashed, the coating remains intact and will keep the egg unspoiled for days, if not weeks. Store-bought eggs have already been washed, so although they're clean, it's always necessary to refrigerate them. Either way, giving them a rinse right before use is a good idea. Oh, and if you have your own hens and eggs, read up on local regulations. States differ on rules concerning egg handling and safety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY.
In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education and Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyXFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only for Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyXFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire Monday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our high nearing 90. Some scattered showers possible overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Saturday, otherwise sunny with a high of 85, and showers will continue into Saturday night with a low around 59. More showers are likely on Sunday with a high of 84 and clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
KNDY.
At least a million tunes.
The tunes we play.
This is the country you remember.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. KNDY.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. You have no way of knowing, but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.